Harper Audio presents The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing. Violate them at your own risk. By Al Rees and Jack Trout. Read by David Drummond. Introduction. Billions of dollars have been wasted on marketing programs that couldn't possibly work, no matter how clever or brilliant, or how big the budgets. Many managers assume that a well-designed, well-executed, well-financed marketing program will work. It's not necessarily so. And you don't have to look further than IBM, General Motors, and Sears Roebuck to find examples. The tools and techniques used at Sears Roebuck might have been right, sometimes even spectacular. And the managers who ran the GM programs might have been the best and the brightest. Certainly, the best and the brightest people traditionally have been attracted to the biggest and the best companies, like GM and IBM, but the programs themselves were based on assumptions that were flawed. John Kenneth Galbraith, when asked what he believed was America's perception of the country's giant corporations, said that we feared corporate power. Today, we fear corporate incompetence. All companies are in trouble, especially big companies. General Motors is a good example. Over the past decade, the company paid a terrible price for destroying the identity of its brands. It priced them alike, as well as made them look alike. 10 share points evaporated, which translates into about $10 billion a year in sales. GM's problem wasn't a competitive problem, although competition did increase. It wasn't a quality problem either, although GM obviously wasn't delivering top-notch quality. It was very definitely...